All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off actually in the beginning of Perek Tes Zayin. Beveir Midas Hatara. So remember again, we spent extensive time talking about the Midah of Tara, the Midah ultimately, literally translated as purity. Where the Ramchal was explaining to us that in life, it's not just simply enough to do the right thing, but one must really make sure to do the right thing for the right things for all of the right reasons. So the Ramchal writes, Hatara, hi tikun halev v'hamachshavas. So what is Tara? Tara ultimately, again, is the tikun halev. And again, if you look at, I'm doing it out of the red edition, so if you have this one, the footnotes here are very helpful. In footnote 1, he says, tikun halev, kilomar, hishras netios halev rikshosav. Literally a straightening out of the wanderings of the heart and the emotion, v'hamachshava, and ultimately thought as well. We'll explain what this means in just a moment. V'zeh ha-loshon, matzanuhu eitzel David. We see this loshon by David HaMelech, she'ne'emar, lev tahar berali elokim. That, interestingly enough, David HaMelech writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me with a lev tahar, a pure heart, v'inyana. So what does this mean to have a pure heart? Shelo yaniach ha'odam makom liyitzer b'masa. Most I see here, Ramchal describes something that, although it's easy to read, is exceptionally difficult to implement. What does it mean to have a tahar lev? It means that a person should not allow the yitzer hara to have any type of hold within his actions. Ella, we'll explain this more in just a moment. Ella, yihiyu kol ma'asov al tzad ha'chachma v'achachma v'ayira. Rather, all of one's actions should be because of chachma, wisdom, yira, awe, and reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo al tzad hachid v'hatayva. And nothing should be directed towards sin, ultimately, or towards desire. So what does this mean? So take a look at footnote number 5. So he writes over here, liyetzer, lenetios hatevios v'leiv, hatevuyos shebeleiv, kilomar shema'asov lo yihiyu novim mehayetzer. What Ramchal is describing over here is that sometimes a person could be engaged in the right action, but the motivation for the action is less than sincere and less than pure. He says, therefore, a person has to make sure that what they do in life is not motivated by the Yetzer Hara. Rather, all of one's actions has to be at what he calls Atzad Chachma, and that's in footnote number 6. He writes, Atzad HaChachma Vayira, Shema'asov Yunovi Me'akara Sa'emes. That ultimately, again, what I do should be motivated for a sense of truth, and what I do should be motivated ultimately from a sense of Yiras Hashem. V'lo al tzad chet, not through sin or not through desire, footnote 7, Nira, shechet ha'amor kan, eino mitzayin avera ala mitzos val choseyen, ela ha'kavona l'chisaron ulistia min ha'magama ha'ruhuya, shel avodas Hashem b'tarasa. So we'll say, taras ha'liv means that not only do I do that which is right, but my motivation for doing those things is pure. My motivation for doing those things is tahar. My motivation for doing those good things is out of a sense of yiras Hashem, out of a sense of chachma, and not chas v'shalom for any other motivation which we'll describe. He says, v'za'afilu b'ma'asim ha'gufaniyim v'achomriyim. And this is true even with physical acts as well. Sha'afilu acharei hisnagu b'prishus. And also remember, we spoke about the midah of prishus. So what's prishus? Prishus means, remember, very simply, that shelo yikach mina olam ela ha'acharechi. Now, literally translated, you should only take from the world that which you need. And I will say, at first glance, that seems a little bit difficult to adhere to. Most of us do not just take what we need from this world to live. You know, even those who consider themselves a little bit more austere, we still all take much more than what we need in order to live. What Ramchal is saying, remember that precious means don't make your life about kashmias. Don't make your life about the acquisition or enjoyment of the material. But realize the material world is here to serve your needs, but only here to serve your needs that you could accomplish higher purposes. You see, even a person, let's say, who is proficient in the need of precious, let's say a person has reached a level where they don't put the sole focus on their physicality, their life is not about the material, but rather they really only take, quote-unquote, what they need. Watch this. Adayin yitztarich letayer levavo machshavtom. So a person might say to themselves, look, you know what, I'm a parush, right? I've accomplished. I'm only taking from the world exactly what it is that I need. I'm not placing an unhealthy emphasis on Gashmios. So, mission accomplished. Ramchal says, not quite. Shegam ba'oso ha'me'at asher hu lokeach lo yichavin el ha'ano v'atayv ha'klad. See, I was saying, a person could become a parush, right? The person could become proficient in the midah of precious. But there's an interesting question as to, which is an interesting follow-up question, which is, well, why are you doing it? Right? What's your motivation? Because sometimes, even with a little bit that you take, lo yichavin el ha'ano v'atayv ha'klad, Elatia kavanoso el hatov hayotzi min ha'maisahu al sada chokma v'ha'avoda. So one, even if one is proficient in the midah of precious, one should not become proficient because of some type of hana, some type of benefit, or some type of desire. We'll describe in greater detail what he's referring to over here. Rather, my kavana for becoming proficient in the midah of precious ultimately should be motivated because of wisdom and ultimately ma'avodas Hashem. And this is like what the Gemara tells us. We learned this together in the Darim, that what Rabbi Eliezer say, or what Rabbi Eliezer do, Shahaya Megale Tefach Umechaset Fachaim Vidome Lemi Shekafa Oshade Shalohaya Neneklav Velohaya Osa Maisahu Elamipnea Mitzvah Bavoda. Now, we'll say, now, this is an interesting thing. You remember this from the Darim, that Rabbi Eliezer would literally only uncover a little bit of his body when engaging in relations with his wife. That's what it means. Megala tafach u'mechaset fachayim. He would only uncover that which was necessary in order to engage in an act of intimacy. He would keep the rest of his body covered. The doba lemisha kafau shade. And he resembled one who was like being forced to do this ultimately again from someone who was being forced by a shade. Right? By like, now, what does this mean? He did not want to derive any personal benefit from this act, and he only wanted to do this because of the mitzvah of Piriyah v'Rivyah. I want to point out, now, the halacha, you know, I think we spoke about this in some other context, that the halacha obviously does not follow Rabbi Eliezer's practice, and in fact, the halacha in many respects prohibits Rabbi Eliezer's practices. That actually the halacha brings down that who bevigdo vihi bevigda, if a man wears his clothing and a woman wears her clothing during the act of relations, that's not permitted. There's a din of kiruv basar, of flesh against flesh, of physical closeness. So you're not supposed to be like misha kafo shade. It's not supposed to be like somebody's being forced by a demon to engage. The Ramchal is bringing this down as an extreme illustration of his principle, namely that everything you do in this world somehow has to be motivated by a sense of avodas Hashem. That's what he's trying to point out. He says, and this is what Shlomo Melech meant when he said, "Bechol drachecha da'ehu, in everything you do, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hu yiyasher orchosecha, and He will straighten your pathways." V'amnam, tzarech sheteda, shekmo sheshayach taras ha'machshav v'maisim ha'gufanim, asher heim mitzad atzmim krovim liyetzer, v'she yisrach haku mimenu v'lo yiyu mishalo, Kach shayach taras hamachshava b'masim atov makron lebaris baruch shemo. We'll say, listen to this, and this is a very important yisod. Now, up until now, what Ramchal is saying is like this: that when you engage in physical actions, even if a person is careful not to overindulge in the physical material world, a person still has to make sure that whatever they do in the physical realm ultimately serves a higher purpose, that its motivation is because of a higher purpose, and that it accomplishes a higher purpose. Ramchal says like this, but there's another lesser known piece of information. What's that lesser known piece of information? That is, that sometimes even in quote unquote spiritual acts, sometimes people do good things, but it does not mean they're doing it for the right reasons. He says that even when it comes to doing good, even when it comes ultimately again to spiritual activity, person has to make sure that there's taras hamachshava. Person has to make sure that the motivation is correct. Person has to make sure that the actions are correct. And what velo v'shalo yisracha kumimenu velo yiu m'shala yetzer v'u inyon shalo lishma hamuskar b'divir rabos in zichron liracha pamim rabos. And I will say this is a very important yisod, because what Ramchal is saying is the midah of tara, and this happens to us all the time. I'll give you an example. So let's say a person engages in chesed. So there are various reasons why a person could engage in chesed. We hope the reason a person engages in chesed is to help other people, right? But the truth is, you know, people do things for all kinds of reasons, right? People do things for their covet. People do things for their ego. People do things ultimately because they want to be respected in the eyes of others. Now, the good news is that Lemaisa, if you do it, as long as you're accomplishing something good, you definitely get some level of credit for that. But what Ramchal is saying is that's not full chesed. That's partial chesed. Maybe that's behavioral chesed. But full chesed really requires this taras hamachshava, that a person doesn't just simply do what is being asked of them, but rather also does it in a way of kiddush and tara. V'ulam, let's go a little bit later. V'ulam, kevar nisbaru divrei chachamim. But Ramchal says the rabbi's words have already been explained. This is interesting. There are different levels on page Kuf Samech Gimel. There are different levels of Shalo Lishma. What are the different levels? Haramikulam. Rabbi said, what's the worst level of Lo Lishma? Haramikulam. Hu She'enenu Ove L'Shem Avod Klal. Ela L'Ramos B'nei Ha'adam. Ula Harviyachu Kavod Omamon. Rabbi said, so the lowest level is that a person doesn't have in mind to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. So why am I engaging in these good acts? To fool people. I want people to think I'm pious. I don't care about God, I don't care about mitzvos, but the truth is, I do care about public opinion. And so I'd like people to think that I'm pious, I'd like people to think that I'm very observant. And so I just do what I do in order to fool people. And hopefully, again, it'll gain me some level of covet, or it'll gain me money. Zehu sha'amru bo, noach lo, shenepcha shol yosa alpanav. So Chazal don't have pleasant words for such an individual. They say that someone who just simply engages in avodas Hashem for the sake of fooling people, comfort, or money, Chazal literally say it would have been better if his placenta would have flipped over in the womb. The idea being, it would have been better had he never come into the world, which I will say is quite interesting, because what he's saying over here is, and this is the interesting tension that we sometimes find in Judaism, that on one hand we have this concept that we are very result-oriented, very result-driven. So sometimes you look a little bit more at what you do, and perhaps a little bit less at what you think. Right? As long as you're doing good things, that's kind of what we focus on. But what Ramchal is saying is, that's true to a point. If a person's entire motivation is to just simply deceive others, if that's meaning if there's no holiness in my intent, and remember, this is not a case of deficient holiness, this is zero holiness, there's no holiness in my intent. I wanted to see people because it's going to give me covet, it's going to give me money, whatever it is. So Chazal says, just know, that act, meaningless. Absolutely meaningless and empty. It would have been better had you never come into the world. Let's just do one more piece. There's another form of shalom lishma. What's that other form? Shu'avoda amanas l'kabal pras. See, Rabbi say this other form is that I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the condition to receive reward. That's my intention. He says, Va'alav Omro, Le'olam ya'asok adam b'torah uba mitzvos, afilu shalo lishma, shemitok shalo lishma, ba lishma. So we'll say now we're going from most severe and we're working our way down to lesser severe. So the next case of shalo lishma is someone who goes ahead and serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu for reward. Whether that's active reward, like I want Olam Haba, or I want money, or I want covet, or I want whatever it is, that I'm going ahead and I'm serving Kodesh Baruch Hu for the sake of receiving reward. V'alav Amru, li Olam Yasok Adam B'Torah Mitzvos, afilu Shalol Lishma, shemitok Shalol Lishma Ba Lishma. Now, remember, Chazal have much kinder words for this individual, right? Why? Because this individual, at least on both sides, the good news is what? The good news is, There's some level of proper intent here. That's the good news. Right? At least your shalom lishma, you're kind of on the right page. Meaning, at least then I'm doing this for God. I'm doing it for the wrong reason. I'm doing it not for purest of reasons. I want something from God. but at least my act represents a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to in the first category, where God is not even in the building, right? And everything I'm just doing for my own covet and for my own covet. Aha kalpanim. So we'll say the concept of shalolishma balishma, that even if you do something not for the exactly perfect intent, I'm doing it for reward. We shouldn't do things for reward, but we're confident that if a person starts out on this path, over time his spiritual service will evolve into a lishma type of Judaism. Acha kolpanim, mishelo higia adai mitoch shelo lishma al lishma, hari rachok mishle muso. But Ramchal says something very important. I'll say, this is an important yisod that, sometimes in life, where we know, each of us know we're not perfect. Just know we're not perfect. But sometimes people justify not trying any harder. Let me say it differently. Just because I'm not perfect doesn't mean I don't have to try to inch forward on the road towards perfection. It's very important to yourself. So there are some people that figure, if I'm never going to be perfect, so just I'm good where I am, pretty good where I am. It's never going to be perfect. So if it's never going to be perfect, this is fine. The Rechaz says, we reject that type of mindset. I know I'm not perfect. I know I'll never be perfect. But I have to try to move myself towards that finish line of perfection as much as possible, knowing full well that I will never cross it. So Rechaz just says that shalolishma balishma is fine. It's a great start. But a person has to make sure, if I know that I'm in the parsha of shalolishma, I have to make sure that what? That I'm at least trying to nudge myself forward towards the direction, towards the finish line of lishma. So we'll stop over here. And Emirat Hashem, we'll pick up with the third category of shalolishma, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow.